Welcome to the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota. This is Arts and Cultural Heritage producer Jeff Carmack, and today we're heading out to the Helgeson Learning Lab Theater to talk with some folks from Great Theater about the beginning of their season with My Fair Lady, which is still running through this weekend at the Paramount Theater in downtown St. Cloud. But we'll also talk about 20-plus years of Great Theater and what it's meant to the community, as well as where they're going in the future with some new and innovative programming, including giving a place for experimental theater to play, first-time writers and directors to play, and intriguing partnerships a place to play. As last year, KVSE Radio joined up with Great Theater to produce War of the Worlds, and for this Halloween, we'll be bringing you Night of the Living Dead. But we'll get to that in a little bit. First off, let's meet our guests, actors Mickey Morstead and Denny Smith, and director Amy Myron.
Why don't we just start off and everybody can introduce themselves, and then, you know, what's your role with Great Theater and My Fair Lady?
All right, I'm Mickey Morstead, and I'm playing Colonel Pickering.
I'm Denny Smith, and I am in the Busker Chorus, and also the bartender who gets to throw Doolittle out of the bar.
My name is Amy Myron. I'm the director of My Fair Lady.
Cool. So, and this is also, Great Theater's 20th season now?
21st season? Yes, an exciting one, too. Mm-hmm. So many favorites on the season list this year.
Well, okay, speaking of favorites, so My Fair Lady, this is, you'll give you a breakdown about what My Fair Lady is and why you all decided to choose it.
Oh, well, My Fair Lady is one of the classic musicals, I think, in American musical theater. When people think about those historic shows that really have sweeping music and amazing sets and costumes, wonderful characters, I think My Fair Lady quickly comes to mind. And so it's an exciting time to be directing the show, and hopefully for the performers, an exciting time to be a part of it.
Well, what drew you two to My Fair Lady then?
Well, it's always been one of my favorites. I've been in the play before, and I was hoping for years that Great would be doing My Fair Lady, and I'm just really excited about it. And as Amy said, it's one of the classics, and I'm going to interject something here that I talk to people as I'm talking about the production. Our director, Amy, has just masterfully tweaked the ending, and it is absolutely powerful. And it's so 2018, and people ask me, well, how does it end? I say, I'm not going to tell you. You have to come to the show. But I mean, if you love theater, Great Theater is the absolute best entertainment value in town. The quality of the shows is phenomenal. It's like I said, it is one of the best entertainment values right here in St. Cloud.
I'm also just a huge fan of the musical. I really enjoy it. And then furthermore, I have assistant directed and stage managed with Amy before, and I was just really excited to act with her, or under direction.
Yeah, however that works out. So we've got one more weekend of My Fair Lady. How is it? I don't know. How has it been?
Audiences love it. They are on their feet at the end of every performance, which is just so, every ovation is so exciting as a director, but this particular one, it just feels so heartfelt. And to have our audiences walk away humming some of the tunes and celebrating this amazing story is so exciting.
And how big's the cast?
33 people, all different types of community members. We've got teachers and doctors and students, ranging in age from fourth grade up to senior in high school. And it's a wonderful thing about Great. It's what makes me so proud to direct for them is this community piece where people get to sort of hang up their day-to-day responsibilities and, like Denny, put on a bartender apron. And I always want to go into that bar, Denny.
Well, you're welcome anytime. I won't throw you out, Amy. If you can, long as you pay for the drink, you can stay.
I'll come ready with my wallet.
You know, Jeff, I'd like to interject something here that I have been saying for a long time. I've been a Great Theater fan for years. that the quality of the performances blows you away. The music, the choreography, the acting, the scenery. In fact, we used to have Ordway season tickets, and we go down there occasionally. But we are so excited about the quality. That's what people come to a great production, and they say, man, I didn't realize we had this right here in St. Cloud. So the combination of a couple things. First of all, we have the beautiful Paramount Theater. I mean, we are so blessed to have that in our community. And then shows of the caliber that Great produces. I'll repeat again, this is the absolute best entertainment value in central Minnesota. I'm off my soapbox.
Yeah. That's quite all right. Yeah, we got like 20 more minutes. You can get back up on there again. So, yeah, that is one of the things about Great Theaters, that it does draw from the community. About how many people have, well, worked with Great Theater? You got a just an estimate, maybe?
Well, Mickey works for Great, so let's let him field that question full time.
Speaking in just of last year, we had over 550 volunteers. So that's all the actors, all the people who come in and work on costumes, people who work in the set, the scene shop. So we have a huge volunteer base. We love our volunteers. We rely on them so much. We're a pretty small office. We have, I think, 8 full-time employees. So we do rely on those volunteers, and we draw from so many people in the community, and they just donate tens of thousands of hours.
Well, awesome. Well, let's talk about the plays that are coming out this season, and then maybe we can talk about some of the other things that go on, because there is a lot that goes on with Great, like, including, you know, like the summer camps and all that. So what else do we have coming up this season for Great Theater then, after My Fair Lady?
So our next show, which is coming up in October, which I think is just starting in rehearsals next week, which is very exciting, is Tales of a Fourth Grade Nothing, based on the Judy Blume book, which is a beloved classic. Then we have A Christmas Carol coming up for our holiday show.
A classic.
Yes, yes. Then we have The Giver coming in January. That's based on Lois Lowry, another classic book. Then we have Disney's Little Mermaid, the full Broadway show this time. We've done Mermaid Junior in the past, but this will be the full Broadway show, so that'll be very exciting. It's coming up in February. Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, backed by popular demand, in April. And then we're finishing off the season with our dinner theater show, Buddy, the Buddy Holly Story, in April. April and May.
Very cool. Nice full season there.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, this is pretty much all out at the Paramount, I would imagine, most of it.
Yeah, most of them. We do 2 shows per season here at the Helgeson Learning Lab in Waite Park.
Yeah.
So that's going to be The Giver and the dinner theater, Buddy Holly.
Right on. And then there's also some other things going on out here, too. One of which is, well, there's the 2 days in St. Cloud. First-time director, first-time writer, and all this, and they're coming out here. And then, you know, Great has a nice little partnership with KVSC. that's going to get fun.
Yeah, I look forward to that radio show every year. This year is Night of the Living Dead.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell my family, we can come to the lab and see the show performed live. I've always come to the lab and seen the show performed live. I have to experience it, though, at home in the dark, listening on my own radio. I should try it one year. But it's just so entertaining to watch that radio program.
Oh, I know. Dennis Whipple approached us last year about doing War of the Worlds. It's like, well, yeah. And then it was such a fun time that it's like, okay, yes, yeah, so let's do this again. Let's figure out a way to... Let's go. Let's do it. And then, so yeah, things are just getting ready to get going on that.
Yeah, one of the cool things about that particular show, each show sort of has a neat featured thing that makes it unique and special. But the cool thing about these radio shows is that you get to watch the Foley artists perform live. If you come to the lab and watch the show. And that's a spectacular performance, you know, watching someone create all those amazing sounds right in front of your eyes.
It's so cool. I know. It is so funny. Yeah, with KVSC's Granite City Radio Theater, kind of, I like, because that's one of my little things I do as well. Once the show gets going, I kind of like to leave the theater and just go listen.
Yeah.
It's a very different thing.
Right.
So it's like, I want to hear what this is like, because that's what we're really going for. Yes, it's neat to have a crowd and people can see stuff, but the environment is on the radio, so it's kind of cool.
Right. Yeah. So cool.
You're listening to the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota here on 88.1 FM KVSC. And today we're out at the Helgeson Learning Lab talking with great theaters, Mickey Morstead, Denny Smith, and director Amy Myron about My Fair Lady and great theater's upcoming season.
So how did you all get into doing what you do now? What led you to great theater?
Denny, go ahead.
This is my first production with Great, or my first play with Great that I've been in, but it was somewhere in the 90s, and I hadn't been on stage since high school, and one of the companies was doing Music Man, which is one of my favorites, and I just mentioned to the director, I should audition for that. She said, well, what could you do? And I said, well, I could maybe be Mayor Shin, and I got that part, and that really got me hooked. So I've been in a number of productions, and there's something about theater that, by the way, I'm typecast. I only play idiots and grumpy old people.
It happens.
There's, if you have talent, and Great is always encouraging people to come and audition, be a part of a great production. There's something about being in a cast. I spent 30 years in coaching, and theater offers that same thing, the camaraderie, the fun. I mean, we get to know each other, we're cheering for each other, and it's just a great experience. I haven't been in a production now for a while, and I don't know if my wife wants to hear that, but I'm kind of getting it back in my blood. The people make a huge commitment, and I've said this for years, how people have daytime jobs that get together 9 weeks in the evening and put shows together of this caliber. I mean, we are so blessed with the talent in St. Cloud, not only in theater, but our musical groups. A lot of the people in our locally known bands, they've played with the big timers, but they don't want to do the travel, they don't want to be away, so they formulate our local bands with that kind of talent, and we get to see them right here in St. Cloud. I mean, we're blessed, absolutely blessed with our entertainment here.
Denny, you would be a crazy awesome Mayor Shin. Oh my gosh, do you remember any of your lines?
Oh yeah. Well, I don't know. But yeah, my little Gracie Senior. That was so funny. See, I've done Doolittle in My Fair Lady before too. And there, like I said, I do idiots a lot of the times. And there's a difference. Mayor Doolittle knows he's an idiot, and Mayor Shin doesn't know that. He thinks he is the cat's meow, but both roles are so delightful. In fact, Mickey is Colonel Pickering. It's worth the price of a ticket just to see him.
What awesome!
Thank you.
Yeah,
wow.
last night we had what's called our speed through. That's where everybody says their lines really, really fast. And I mean, he's up there in the stage cracking this up on in the audience. So it's a lot of fun. Yeah,
absolutely. Okay, so how did you two get involved with Great Thing?
I've been a theater junkie since high school, and I grew up in Northfield, and I moved up here about 4 years ago, and it had been maybe 2 months since I'd done a show, and I got the itch, so I just Googled theater in St. Cloud and found Great. I auditioned for a show, and I got in.
Wow.
So ever since then, I've been involved in as many shows as I can. Like I said, I've acted in several shows. I've assistant directed, I've stage managed, I've directed. So I'm just as involved as I can. I think Great provided me with a community where I was new in town. I didn't know anyone. And just immediately people were so welcoming, and Great is a wonderful organization and really provides that sense of community and camaraderie that Denny was talking about.
Yeah, those people kind of flourish with what they're doing, in a way. Yeah, it's like you bring whatever talent you have, or develop talent here too, and then there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how did you get involved with Great?
Mickey and I met during that first production that he was in. He was Captain Hook / Mr. Darling. I grew up here in the St. Cloud area, and then like many you know, young people moved away. I have a degree in theater from the University of Minnesota, and then have lived kind of all over the West Coast. And then my husband, through his job, had an opportunity to come back here. And so, yeah, let's come back and be close to family. And before we moved here, I had an early audition for Les Mis. And so I auditioned for that. And when we moved back here, then I was going to participate in that show. And I remember Dennis came to that first meeting, that first cast meeting. And the things that he talked about the mission of Great, celebrating art and diversity and giving people an opportunity to be creative, really spoke to me and made me feel like, oh, wow, we've just moved to this really great place. I had no idea. But because Great is here, you know, it makes our, like Denny was saying, makes our community so rich. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, yeah, you would have an interesting perspective on it because it's like, yeah, you grew up here,
yeah,
and then you left,
yeah,
and now you're back, and so have you noticed kind of a difference?
Oh, totally. Yeah. I had auditioned for Dennis when I was like 16 years old for a production of The Fantastics. I was not cast. I still look at him, my boss now, and I look at him and I'm like, oh. Does he think of my work? Does he say, still not good enough for The Fantastics? No, it's just so amazing to come back and see the growth in this organization. We have children that have participated in the summer camps, and those are just wonderful way for kids to gather together and have some fun and create some art during the summertime. And,
well, tell me a little bit more about the summer camps. What kind of different things do they do?
Yeah, so summer camps happen in the summertime. We also have a program that we do during the school year where we travel to different schools putting on plays in a week. But summer camp typically is a play in a week. You can decide from all sorts of different titles that Great offers. And there are some unique things that are now being offered for technical theater, too. And I think that that's really key. We have folks, volunteers and students and children who love theater but don't want to be on stage. They want to practice different kinds of skills.
They want to do the lights or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
And so it's very exciting to see Great grow that in that direction, too, because we have so many talented people who say, well, I don't want to be on stage, but I want to sew an amazing costume for you. You know, things like that. Mickey, am I missing anything with summer camp stuff?
I think Great is, it's right in the name, Great River Educational Arts Theater. We're all about education, building up that next generation, teaching those skills. So, yeah, mm-hmm. We have from like 3-year-olds up to teens in these camps. We had like 14 locations, I think, this year. And we offer scholarships for families who need that. We want to make sure everyone who wants to participate can. It's an amazing opportunity for people to learn even life skills, learning how to public speak and build your confidence and self-esteem.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was going to ask. What does theater do for a child who's just wondering what to do?
Yeah, and it boosts their creativity. It helps reading comprehension. There's so many benefits that you might not even think that go beyond just performing in a play. We love the education. And this year we started doing audition workshops because auditioning is a skill in and of itself. You can just walk in a room and get a part, you know? And we really want people to feel like they're ready and prepared to come to auditions and be a part of this process. So giving them live feedback on an audition and say, hey, this is what you can improve for the audition in 2 weeks. Stuff like that. We're really just trying to give everyone the tools necessary to participate and get what they want to out of it.
So now if somebody wanted to get a hold of Great Theater in some form or fashion, how would they go about doing that?
We have a lovely website. It is greattheater.org. And there's plenty of information about auditions, upcoming shows, donating, put a plug in there, stuff like that. And, yeah, you can find everything you need there. You can call the office, 320-258-2787, if you want to ask any questions, stuff like that.
Jeff, if I could for a minute, I'd like to address, you know, we've talked about the value of being a great subscriber. You can subscribe, which is basically a season ticket. And the ticket prices are unbelievable. Tickets are $21. So to be a subscriber, you pick three of the plays that you or productions that you want to see, and you order your tickets. And then if you wanna see additional, you know, let's say you weren't signed up for the giver, but you say I want to see that, you can go in. You can order additional tickets for additional plays at $21 per ticket. And again, if you've not seen a great production, go there and you will say, wow, we get all of this. And in addition to that, you can buy tickets for your friends. I have some people that they've been going to great plays with me, and now they're subscribers. And she just called me up. She said, oh, I need some more tickets. And so, I said, well, why don't you get them to become a subscriber? And I'm pretty sure they will, because, another perk, you get to order your tickets early. So we're usually in the second or third or fourth row because we order them early. And we always kind of pick the second Saturday night because I don't know, when we do Joseph next spring, I don't know if we're open that Saturday night, but I order them so I get the best tickets. If we can't make it that night, we can exchange them for a different performance, whereas if you buy them straight out, that's a final sale. So the advantages of being a great subscriber are unbelievable. In addition to that, there's all of the other things that Great does in the community, and I'll let the other folks explain that. The things that Great Theater does for mostly kids, but even adults like me, in terms of the summer workshops, the opportunities. This is one of the greatest organizations in town.
So when are the next auditions? We got a fourth grade, nothing coming up. That probably all done with the auditions for that, I would imagine.
Yep.
And then Christmas Carol, is that started?
Christmas
up?
Carol was just cast. Okay. So our next auditions would be for The Giver.
Right. Or Night of the Living Dead.
Night of the Living Dead is coming up.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yep. Because beyond our main stage, we have so many other cool things going on, like the Playlab series, which would be like Night of the Living Dead. Mm-hmm. We're so excited to have the Helgeson Learning Lab so we can do so many more things than we used to. And then we also offer script in hand productions, which I think aren't going to be anymore till summer. But it's a more casual 2-week rehearsal process, so it's not as big of a commitment. You don't have to memorize. You'll have your script with you. Just a chance for us to try some new things and get more people involved.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think my first script in hand experience was it was with Sinclair Lewis's It Can't Happen Here. And that was at St. Cloud State a couple of years back, and
that is an interesting play for these times.
yes it is. Put on basically but the Berkeley Repertory Theater, they kind of organized this for like a national type thing, and yeah, that was pretty intense. And then I got the book and I was just like, oh my gosh. So I think that kind of comes back to what is the importance of theater and literature and everything. Is just this is the past speaking to the future. Somebody comes up with something and it's like, well, what is this that's happening? And yes, on one hand it's entertaining, but on the other hand it's like, no, what's happening? So all of these plays have messages, have lessons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, George Bernard Shaw, who wrote Pygmalion, which is the story that My Fair Lady is based on, has a wonderful quote that he says that I just love. You hold a looking glass up to your face to see your reflection, but you hold theater or art up in front of your face to see your soul. And so I think that that's kind of a cool thing that theater can do.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, anything else anybody like to add about anything?
Come see My Fair Lady. Yeah. Come see Denny. Come see the bartender. Come see Mickey. He's hilarious.
Yeah. You guys.
Well, right on. Well, thanks for chatting today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
And we've been speaking with Mickey Morstead, Denny Smith, and Amy Myron here on the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota. They're all part of Great Theater's production of My Fair Lady, which continues to run at the Paramount through this Sunday, September 23rd. You can visit Great Theater's website at www.greattheater.org for all sorts of information, including buying tickets, when shows are, the entire 2018-2019 season, the different auditions, and summer camps. The next audition coming up soon will be for Great Theater's partnership with KVSC Radio as we produce Night of the Living Dead that airs live on Saturday, October 27th. The auditions for Night of the Living Dead be on Sunday, September 30th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Helgeson Learning Lab Theater in Waite Park. They'll be casting for adult performers only, and this is a non-musical. Although now I'm curious about zombie musicals. You can also find more information on our website at kvsc.org under the Area Events tab, and also for the link to this story under the Podcasts and Untold Stories of Central Minnesota tab. This has been Arts and Cultural Heritage producer Jeff Carmack, reminding you that you too can get involved and have a great time doing it. The Untold Stories of Central Minnesota is made possible through support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and has been produced at KVSC, a proud member of AMPRS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities.